Okay.
So where we go now is that we see a show and think about it, talk about it, see where we go. No one knows. Let's watch the show.
Oh, I got lightheaded. Beatboxing. Beatboxing's hard to do. It makes me lightheaded. All right, well, the audio check's done.
Get yourselves ready. Fasten your seatbelts. Sit steady. You're gonna get some sweet treat. Yeah. Team Awesome Inc. When I think of the cool show, well, I think Team Awesome Inc. When you're mistaken, tune in to Team Awesome Inc.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Papa, can you hear me?
Yes, Papa. Because you're near me.
Whoa, I turned it up
boy.
Just then.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Papa, can you hear me?
Yes, because you're near me.
What's up, people? Mike Zimmerman joined with Stoddard Blackall. He's a improv comedian. He is a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
He is a poet laureate of our time.
Oh,
he has a podcast as well called The Stoddcast. You should check that out. You can subscribe to it on iTunes. Just like our show, just type in the name, The Stoddcast. It'll pop right up. You'll see his logo. You can also just go to StoddardBlackall.com.
Just go there.
And all of his links are in the description below. Don't forget to follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Soundcast tweets at SoundcastFM. And go to our website, teamawesomeshows.com, and check out our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. Just Simmer Mike. Type that into YouTube, and you can check out all of our trailer reactions. We got a few coming up. We just did two of them. We did two of our trailer reactions.
It was fun.
For some sci-fi stuff, which
yeah.
which was really cool stuff, actually.
Yeah.
So check those out.
I enjoyed both
up.
Of them.
I'll be sure to post, like, you know, to tag you and everything. But otherwise... How have you been?
How have I been? Well, I've been.
I still don't
I've
know.
I've been all right. You know, considering like.
Can I apologize to listeners really quick? We don't know what we're talking about for this podcast.
Well, it's true.
We literally just like finished doing the trailer reactions. We're like, hey, let's just sit down and record some audio. We're like, okay, let's do a segment. I'm like, I literally can't think of anything to talk about other than.
Yeah,
other than
the state
what's
of
going
things.
On.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Maybe this whole segment should be us just talking around that. Let's talk about everything but that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's try and, I mean, fuck
right.
it. I mean, because
all right.
cause that, look.
Okay.
That, what happened with what that thing was that happened,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen until later January next year. And we just
we got still got Obama.
We still
right
got
now.
Obama. Barack Obama is still our prez, and Joe
yep.
Biden is still our VP. But again, we're not talking about that stuff. We're talking about everything
right,
else.
I messed that up.
No, don't worry about it. We're doing exactly what we're supposed to do on this segment, which is tap dance. We're still tap dancing around it. We're still tap dancing around it. So how have you been feeling?
Like I want to eat a lot of ice cream.
Uh huh. Okay.
I've been indulging watching more cartoons.
I'm curious.
I've been watching. I wish I could name what I watched. But I saw this one like about these two guys going to hell to rescue their friend. It was crazy, but it was like claymation.
Oh wait, I've
like,
heard of this. Didn't Bill Hader help?
Yes.
Do a voice or write this or something?
So.
It was a stop motion animation. But like an adult, grown-up version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a trailer
for
this.
Back to Hell, something. But yeah, it's good.
You watched it. Yeah.
And I saw, and I've been watching like Minions, and I just, you know, I just feel like
trying to
just
do a little escapism.
Kind of escaping just real
escapism.
Things. I don't know.
You know, I think that is what prompted me to do and take the measure that I've taken with my style choices recently, which is... I've made kind of a permanent style choice for at least the next few months.
Yeah, you have.
I fucking went and I legit bleached my hair platinum blonde.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because
it's really quite impressive.
And I don't know why, other than I felt like everything's just so fucking weird right now. That,
God,
for some reason, it made sense to do this. Like, I don't know why, but I'm like, everything seems so fucking crazy and weird. I'm just going to do something, just to do it. I've always wanted to try it.
And so I'm
like,
fuck it.
So I'm like,
it's a good reason.
I went and got my haircut, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to fucking, like, here's the thing, guys. This is definitely something that's going to take away from the pain of the world, my personal pain. People will enjoy this story, hopefully, because there's a lot of pain involved. Well, it's beauty. Pain is beauty. So I decided to do the platinum blonde thing, obviously, but I didn't want to do it at the salon. I didn't want to pay $100 or however much it would be to do this at the salon. By looking at this, does this look like a salon job?
Yeah.
It does? Thanks, man. High five.
Yeah.
Nice. I did this all at home. I did this, yes.
But you said that it
check this
kinda
out.
Hurt.
It hurt like a
motherfucker. Okay,
dude.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to admit it.
Here's what it is. Okay, so to get platinum blonde in your hair, I already have light hair as it is, right? So like you know, your hair color is kinda like where mine used to be, my natural hair color.
Yeah.
I mean, it may have been a little bit lighter, like highlight wise. Yours might be slightly darker than mine was, but not by much. Just maybe a shade or so. These are
good
two
description.
Wait, are these two straight dudes? Fuck yeah, we are. We're theater people, assholes. We're artsy
fucks. Shouting at us.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm filling you in on a world of pain that you're not used to if you're a man, or some women out there haven't experienced this, if you're not familiar with this. Because this is a process. To get it this platinum blonde, you have to fucking bleach it twice.
Oh my God.
The first time you bleach, it hurts enough as it is. You wash it out, you put conditioner and moisturize it so that, you know, you put life back in your hair.
Yeah.
And then you let it towel dry for a little bit, and you can take like a 20-minute, 30-minute break or whatever, but then you got to fucking do the bleach again.
Oh, my
God. So you do the bleach again.
Torture.
And it's like, and the second time you do it, you're like, well, this hurts a lot fucking more than it did before, and ouch, and then you let it, you do your 30, you know, the first time you're supposed to do it for like 40 minutes, the second time 30 minutes, okay. And then you got to put, in order for it to not be this weird, like, yellow, which, you know, people who've bleached their hair before, you see that weird yellow fucking color in there.
I didn't want
that. I wanted platinum blonde because I didn't want that yellow, orangey kind of color.
Right. You wanted to go all the way.
All the way, almost white, like, to that point.
I think it really works.
So
you got every last bit.
So I got this stuff called this toner. And what I did was, when I got my haircut, I go to a salon to get my haircut. Big fucking deal. I've been going there for the past 7 years. I've been living in the city.
Yeah.
I've been going to the same fucking salon to get my haircut. I'm a grown ass man. Fuck you. I don't care if it sounds sissy. I get my haircut at a salon because I want a good haircut. I pay for a good fucking haircut. I'm a grown ass man.
But
I didn't want to pay for a crazy ass dye job. So they told me to go to Ricky's NYC. And Ricky's is like it's for shit like this, like dyeing your hair and doing like different things with like style and makeup and you know, it's like a bit, you know, girls know about this store. Guys don't. Like women in New York
know about Ricky's.
Yeah, but I mean not to the point where you're like, oh, I have a Ricky's club card.
No.
Same
I've
here,
been
man.
There twice.
Like, I've been in my first time at a Ricky's, and I gotta tell you, I went up
both
to
with my girlfriend, so my ex girlfriend, so
well, ex girlfriends. Ex.
I meant because I was talking about the past.
Ex girlfriends. Just they're your exes now. Sorry.
They're?
I'm being an asshole.
Oh, no, no.
I
did
have
I say
ex-
girlfriends?
I have exes as well.
I didn't mean to say.
I have too many exes. But anyway, back to my fashion choices. I wonder why I'm single. So anyway, I go into Ricky's, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do. I walk in and I'm like, this lady comes up. She goes, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, I want to dye my hair platinum blonde.
Oh.
And she looks at me and she goes, for real? And I'm like, for real. I want to do that. And she's like, okay. She's just like, all right. And I'm like, how do I do this? And she's like, all right, well, you got to bleach it twice, and then you got to get a toner. Like what are you looking for? And I'm like, well, I don't want it to be yellow. I don't want it to be that weird orangey yellow shines.
That's just, that has that sheen.
Late 90s Eminem, you know, where it was all like Caesar cut, you know, fucking that Caesar cut that George Clooney had, but it was like bleach blonde, but it didn't look. Anyway, sorry.
Yes.
I'm judging. Like, you know, if you dye your hair bleach blonde and you like that color, like, that's fine for you. I'm sorry. Again, we're doing a fashion segment on the goddamn show.
Yeah, we are.
That's how much we're trying to escape the world around us, Stoddard Blackhall. Anyway, this, yeah. So you think the second time you're bleaching your hair hurts. Well, now you put toner in, and you read the box, and on the box it says it gently tones the hair so that it takes away that yellowness shit and just leaves it this sort of natural kind of, like, color to right. it, you know, this, like, and mm-hmm. and it says to be used by professionals only. To be used by...
What?
Yeah, on that fucking bottle that they
Did
sold me
Did you not
at
see that till later?
Oh, I read it, you know, and I was about to use it, and I'm reading the box, and I'm going... to be used by licensed cosmetologists only and shit like that. And I'm like,
what?
And I'm like, okay, fuck, what do I do? And I'm like, well, I'm already like two-thirds into this project, so
and you'd already started?
And I'm already in. I'm in the middle of it. Otherwise, I'm going to have yellow-orangey hair, and I don't want that. And I'm like, fuck it, let's you know what? I'm going to fucking finish this. So yeah. I read the instructions.
You did it.
And guess what? I can be a cosmetologist at this fucking point because
I
pulled it
now
off.
Now you are.
But here's the problem, man. You have the third time now. You do this shit, the burn you feel, this isn't bleach anymore.
The third time?
Because this is like the third time I'm putting shit in my hair.
You're going to do it again?
Not bleaching. I'm putting toner in.
Oh.
But that's still chemicals in your hair. Mm-hmm. There's still a chemical reaction going on, dude.
Yeah, chemicals.
So when you're sitting there, like, you know, you had just gone through two chemical treatments on your hair and you just like conditioned it and, you know, put vitamins and shit back in it. But your scalp is like, fuck,
yeah,
fuck,
it's
fuck.
Like, ow, ow,
and then
fuck,
you go,
oh,
and then you're like, okay, I'm fine.
Disturbing.
This feels nice, and my hair feels nice and smooth. Like, everything's okay. I'll put this shit in. So I go and I put it in.
Oh, God.
Instantly, it felt like I was, like I took a razor and I was just scraping my hair off my head.
Ah!
Scraping my fucking hair off my head. And I kept... But the thing is, you got to get to the scalp, dude. You got to get to your scalp, which means you got to rub in. You know that scalp that's already burned and like raw?
I can't get that out of my head.
I had to
yes.
rub that shit in my scalp. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is what women do once a month to be beautiful? Like, they
what?
Do this one. They, like, women will do this once.
Some.
Once or twice a month, they'll do that. They'll go through that to keep their hair like this. For real, dude. They do, and I'm like, that's
yeah.
women are tough as shit. If they can put up, like, because I was like crying like a bitch. Thank God my roommates left. Like, my roommates were there when I came home, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to dye my hair platinum blonde. They're like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I'm like, well, what's wrong with the country? And they're like, good point. So
that is a good answer. Yeah.
Literally based on that alone.
I keep saying, yeah.
And so they were there for the first time I bleached it, and they're like, okay, it's still kind of yellow. You should do it again. And then. Make sure you do this. So I freaked out. So I wanted to make sure that third time that I really got in there. So that even though it hurt, even though I felt like the most pain I've felt in my scalp and my hair
in your life.
Like ever. And like the last time I dyed my hair was in high school when I wanted
How
attention.
How long did it last?
I still want attention, which is why I think I dyed it again. But regardless.
Oh,
I
see.
So you got to do it. So each time, the first time you dye, the first time you bleach your hair, it's for like 30 to 40 minutes. The second time you do it, it's for 30 minutes flat. And then when you put the toner in to get rid of that yellow nastiness to not look so trailer trashy, 30 minutes. Another 30 minutes.
God.
So you know how I told you it felt like I like scraped off like a strip of my scalp? Fucking, it felt like that all over my head. Like I literally ripped all the hair off my head. So I didn't know how this product worked.
God.
I didn't read the instructions really other than the measurements. And thankfully I got the measurements correct so I could be a cosmetologist easily now. The thing is that I didn't realize that it would turn purple. So it's turning purple on my head. And I'm like,
what?
Fuck.
What do you mean? Really?
Like as it's drying, it went from like this sort of tannish color.
Oh,
like
so that's why you're
to
doing
purple.
The toner.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Why is it going purple?
Oh my God.
Like,
what if it were purple? Oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
I'm like,
that would
fuck
be crazy.
These fucking Ricky bitches.
Well,
these
what is it? Well, is it? It doesn't look purple.
No. So that's the thing. I read the box after like you know after freaking out for like 10 minutes like what do I do
oh
what
my
do I do
God,
I'm like hold on a minute let me read the box first
yes
so
exactly.
I picked up the box
good boy
took it out of the trash and I read it and it said your hair will turn blue that's to show you it's working and it'll show you the spots that you need to cover up more
to be blue
to be blue so that way you get it evenly exactly man
whoa
so I was like thank God so. Even though it hurt, I saw some spots I had to get. So it was like battery acid drops on my head. But
battery
then,
acid.
Get in the shower,
ouch.
Right? I'm going to get in the shower. I'm going to wash this shit off, right? It's like it's been 30 minutes. The alarm goes off. I wait an extra 5 because I wanted to try and get it nice and, you know, nice and crispy, I guess. I don't know
crispy.
What it looks like. Nice and crispy with my hair. I could hear it crackling, too. I could hear the chemicals doing
Jesus.
Shit. Yeah, man. So...
Like, millions of tiny pop rocks, like all little crackling on your head.
And so I get in the shower. I put on hot. My head is burning already. Why the fuck am I on hot water, dude?
You have to, and that's part of the instruction, right?
Hits me. You know, you don't need hot water. You just need it to be warm enough. I had really hot water on, so I had to like back up.
Oh,
and
my
like shit
God.
Going
on.
I'm
ow.
Like, I'm like, don't get my eyes. Don't get my
what
eyes.
What does that feel like?
It felt like, you know, how I told you it was like battery acid before.
Yeah.
I've never felt like lava burns. But if
sulfuric acid
or sulfuric acid,
or
if someone literally took like a bucket of sulfuric acid and dumped it on my head,
that
so
would
I'm
be worse.
So I'm washing my
I
hair,
guarantee
right?
You.
And I'm using all this different conditioner to get the like, because you know my hair has been stripped of all its natural
of
qualities.
All.
Everything natural about my hair has been fucked.
Yeah.
So I'm having to put vitamins, minerals back in, and use the conditioner. And
borrowed. They already had it. Wow.
And I was worried that my hair was falling out, so I was checking the drain and shit. And I'm like, no, it's not falling out. I was like, okay, it feels like it's still in there, but I'm going to make sure I condition it a lot. So I'm gonna have to keep even tonight, even tomorrow. I'm gonna have to keep conditioning it. But by the time it dried out and I was drying my hair out, I looked at myself and I instantly realized. Like, oh my God, I look like a senator or a newscaster. I don't. It's more like, and I'm like, I look kind of like Anderson
you
Cooper.
You look Anderson Cooper. I was just gonna say
I almost
that.
Look like Anderson Cooper.
Think about that.
And I'm like,
that's
weird.
That's great.
I'm like, weird.
What do you mean?
Because I shaved the goatee too.
People love him.
Because I just got done doing a play. Oh, let's keep distracting people from life, and the sadness. But you did. Let's get back to you. Okay, so there's my hair dyeing story. That's where I'm at right now. Stoddard, what do you think of the new style that I'm going for with this hair? Did I succeed? Did I fuck it up?
Oh.
How'd it go?
Oh,
I
think it went very well.
I mean,
give it
it's
high
a
honors. I give it
massive change, isn't it?
Five out of.
Do you think this
five?
Is, yeah, go for
platinum
it.
Mics.
Yeah,
I give
platinum
it five.
Mic. Platinum mic. I like it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, platinum mic. Cool. Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
It works.
Now I have to match this with different looks. But yeah, so there's my little soiree into fashion design
yeah.
and into like a new look. Stoddy approves. Thank you,
I
Stoddy.
Do. Very much so.
I just got to go to H&M and get a whole new gear.
Yeah, you do.
A whole new gear, a whole new setup.
To
I got
to
match it.
It
to match
yeah.
it. I don't know. Maybe, I just got a cut, but maybe
get
I should get
cool
a cut
glasses,
again. Yeah,
sunglasses,
I got some blue
something.
Shades. And this
oh,
is,
cool. Let me see.
This is what caused us to have an audio problem earlier. It was me picking these up.
Oh,
but
my God.
But I got
God.
Blue ones. What do you think? Blue with the
oh,
gray?
Oh, yeah.
I could have gone.
That's awesome.
That kind of works.
Yes, that works really well.
It works.
Kind of 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
really
bitch.
Is.
80s. That, I feel good now. Now that you say 80s, it makes me feel good. I don't know why, but that's cool.
It's like you came from there or something.
No. I was born in the 80s.
Okay.
That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah, so was I.
84, motherfucker.
88.
I'm 30-something. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you exactly. I do have a story to tell about this play I did recently.
Oh, yes.
At the Secret Theater. It was for
that.
A one-act festival.
Oh, that's over.
And we made it to finals. But I'll tell you that in a minute. But I want to hear about Stoddy's show.
You did?
Yes, I want to hear about your show.
Oh, my God.
You played
God.
A really cool show recently, man. What's
well,
that?
I played at this place called the Calor Cafe. I think that's how you say it.
Calor Cafe.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. And it's this, you know, it's a small place, but it's nice. It's really cozy and quaint, and you know, they have drinks there, and it's just it's cool. And I played like a 30-minute set.
Nice.
Like covers and then something I'm working on, a song I'm working on, inspired by Obama's speech about the sun. Like the sun
seriously?
Did come up. Yeah, I wrote something.
Yeah, I remember that part of his speech where he said, "Well, the sun still came up," and he looked around, and Joe Biden looked around too, like, "Yep, there's the sun."
Yeah, yeah.
And they were both
yeah.
like,
"That is when I first cried."
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh, and we're not talking about that. We're not talking.
I know.
About. We're still, you know.
I just wanted to say that.
I mean, there might be an elephant in the room, but we're not. We don't know about it. We don't know where it is. I don't see any elephants in the room.
Yeah, no. It was unrelated. It was crying for because I laughed. I watched a Chris Farley video. That was, you know,
which
one? I laughed and cried.
Which one?
The Colombian coffee crystals.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. You know what? Millennials, get on the YouTubes and YouTube Christopher Farley.
Christopher Farley
and his Colombian coffee crystals commercial.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking so hilarious. It's also, so do funny. Yourselves a favor and YouTube Michael Keaton SNL Easter opening. It's Michael Keaton.
Oh my God! Yes,
playing
it's a must.
That's a video we should react.
It
to.
Is a must.
We should react to that video.
Yeah,
but no one. I mean, I've it's seen not it Easter, so
on my own too. More,
you know,
I've seen it more than once now.
Me
like
too.
Five times.
This is it's literally Michael Keaton just
funny.
Going like
he's
he has
so
a, he's wearing
up.
A wig.
He's, so messed up.
He's wearing a wig. First of all, he's dressed up in like this weird clothing. He looks like I don't know, like a minister for some like Midwest church or
yes.
some shit. Like a weird pastor, I don't
for
know.
For sure.
And he's got this Easter basket, and it's just full of just, you know, usual Easter stuff. Like, there's nothing
yeah.
weird in there, but he has a weird story for every fucking thing.
He's like a sleazy
it's
Mr.
Weird.
Rogers.
It's like a creepy Mr. Like, Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers
yeah,
is already
yeah, yeah,
kind of
yeah.
creepy, but it's
well,
like a legit creepy Mr. Rogers. But it's hilarious. Go watch
he
it.
He would only be creepy if he did bad things and, like, gross things.
He did.
Then that would be creepy that
he did do bad things.
Well, everybody does some
he
bad things.
He stuck his wiener in a chocolate bunny.
Oh, this guy. Yes, I know. Oh, I love it. You got to see it. It's definitely a must. But, yeah, I played this show at the Calor Cafe, and I played covers that I thought applied to kind of the mood of the world right now.
Right. Oh, good idea.
And then I, you know, presented a song that I finished just that day.
That's really
and
cool
I'm still
of you.
Working on it, but like yeah, it was fun. I think it's going to start to expand, like more people are going to go to it.
But I think
Other
it's really
that,
cool
I've been
of
playing
you.
At Brandy's a lot, just piano bar stuff.
Oh,
all
so
night.
You're still doing
like,
Brandy's. That's good.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot more gigs there, like
that's
subbing
good.
There a lot. And yeah, I'm very grateful right now just for any time because it's just it's easier when I get that extra, just some little extra cash, you know?
Oh, yeah. When you're a struggling artist in the city, and you're not, and you're unsure about the future for whatever reason there may be for being unsure about the future, which we're not going to discuss directly, because, again, we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to
yeah,
deal
well,
with that.
And being
when,
an artist, just
when things
struggles
happen.
Of life. Yeah, I know, yeah.
When things happen, they'll happen, and we'll deal with it then. But but currently, it's difficult already. I mean, it may get more difficult down the road, but it's not easy, man.
It's not
hard
easy.
Out here for
I mean,
a
that's
pimp.
It. Yeah, it's not
it's
easy.
It's hard out here
so,
for a pimp. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's
Gotta
the work has been terrible,
the
right?
Rent.
It's just been so slow. No pimp work lately for
no,
me.
Not at
for
all.
For the last week, not a single pimp job.
If anyone needed a pimp, they'd need one now more than ever.
Yeah,
but
right.
No one's available.
No pimps have.
New pimps. New pimps anymore. There was actually, you know, there was a, and this is sort of related to the thing that we shall not speak of, but there was this letter that John Cleese wrote to the United States of America recently about how
really?
After what happened, we're no longer allowed to run the country anymore. And that that Great Britain's going to take us back, and that he was kidding. And it was a joke.
Yeah,
it was,
right.
He
well, the Queen
wasn't fucking
said
serious. John Cleese
too.
Isn't the ambassador for
no,
the UK.
No, oh
he's
no,
he's just writing.
I know
this
he's a comedian.
Funny letter, you know. But
yeah.
It was like
that's amazing.
But people took it seriously and took
yeah.
it out of context. Like, who are you? You fucking Brit? Tell me what to do. He's America. When you come back to Britain,
my God, really?
You
they
know,
thought
people,
he was serious?
Yes, because he was kidding. But there is some truth in comedy, as we're well aware.
Right,
know? Comedy
right,
is
right.
nothing but tragedy remembered. Not nothing but. Sometimes it's just fart jokes. But that can
yeah,
be a tragedy
but a
remembered.
Lot of times it is tragedy remembered.
And, you know, that can be a tragedy remembered if you fart in an inopportune moment.
Yeah.
At a funeral.
Yeah, and it happens.
And then people are like
and
looking
just,
around like,
you can
okay,
do.
Who farted at the funeral? This is
and then
this
they
is
can
funny.
Tell
because
they see their
laugh.
Eyes.
And
they
then
see
people
their
start,
eyes.
And then they start suppressing the laugh.
Yep. Because they're
like,
scared. They're like, oh,
someone
I don't
farted
call
at a funeral.
To it.
Oh,
yeah,
there he
right.
farted at a funeral. There he goes farting at funerals again. The funeral farter. No
funeral
one's gonna
farter.
Cop to it. And then later on, when everyone's getting drunk, they'll be like, who farted?
Who did that?
Who farted at the funeral?
Yeah.
Who farted during funeral? Be like,
I did.
That was me. Was that you, Mike?
Just
yeah,
happened,
that was
man.
Me, Mike. That was
I dropped
me.
The Bible and it
yeah,
scared me.
Yeah, someone dropped the Bible and some gas came out. It was a demon. It was a demon
was
coming
a demon.
Out of me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I confessed it
yeah,
to the church.
But I mean, so that's cool, man. So, like, you've been staying busy, which is important. Keep yourself distracted.
I've been staying busy.
Until,
I've been writing.
You know what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been working. Exactly.
I feel
yeah,
like
I've
a
been
bigger
so
deal
great,
out
more
of
grateful. Huh?
I feel like we're making a... I feel like us not talking about it is making it a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think so. I mean, there's nothing you can really do.
But here's
right?
the thing. We're
sound
at the
like
point,
a song. Nothing you can really do.
It's true, but we're at the point that most other Americans are at right now, yeah. which is, I don't know what else to say. He's not even the president yet, but I'm still like in a weird, like everyone's still
yeah, everybody's
like,
in this cloud.
Everyone's in this weird, like, what the fuck? What do
what
we do?
Is
what's
going
what,
on?
Is
yeah,
everything
exactly.
okay? Like,
yeah.
what's, and we're like, well, we're just waiting. It's like waiting for a blood test.
Yeah,
it's like literally, it's like
waiting
just, for a blood test. You're like,
yeah,
great. Like, do I have this horrible disease or
yeah, it kind of looms over you.
Yeah, and you just and they're like, well, we won't know until right. you won't get your test results until January 20th whether or not you're gonna die.
No, what?
Sorry, I'm kidding. That's horrible. That's taking it way too far. But anyway, okay. So
I know we didn't. Yeah, it's still so soon. It's like it's so hard to. I've been talking to some people about it, but then it's like we both agree, we both want to talk about this and do not at all at the same time. That's a common thing, I
yeah.
think, right now.
I think it was a good thing that we didn't do a live Team Awesome Make show on Sunday because, well, I mean, I was busy doing the play, which, and again, that was a really cool experience to be a part of that. It was written by Yakov Bressler. It was directed by Christopher Erlandson, who's a regular on the show. It was called Magic with a Question Mark, mm-hmm. and it was about the trial of a magician who's kind of like a scam artist, but he's not really a scam artist. He actually believes in the magic he does or whatever. It's weird.
Oh, interesting.
So, and I don't mean weird in a bad way. I mean, it's weird in like the best theater way possible. Like it's
cool.
abstract,
no,
it's magical, it's escapism. And so it was fun to do that.
I bet.
We did this show for, it was like 2 weekends we were doing it, and it was probably about, we had like, I think 8 shows total that we had to do for this. And it was the Long Island City, it was the Secret Theater One Act Festival.
Okay.
And we literally had 3 or 4 rehearsals before we did this show, and then we had one more rehearsal in the space, and then we had to do the show and put it up live with costumes and makeup and props and lighting and everything. And we really and we made it into finals, which was great. Like, we didn't think we would, but we were checking the voting, and like they would email the votes to us, and it was so weird because it was like voting during voting, and we would see where we were placed, and we're like, why aren't we like we're in this good spot, but we're not. And then we saw that we made it to finals, and we were like, oh, great!
Cool.
So we got to, so we made it to the final performance, which was a big honor. Like, it was
that's
the last night
so
of the festival.
Cool.
It was that.
That's
it was,
great.
And that was Sunday, and that's why we couldn't do the shows, because I was doing 2 shows. I was doing a show in the afternoon and a show at night, and I couldn't be at the studio and then make it back to do the play.
Right.
So I was busy doing actor.
Oh, yeah, you had told me that.
I was busy doing
actor
stuff.
The first time you had to miss one in so long.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, and it was a bummer, but at the same
it's
time.
It's a good reason.
But, you know.
You need to do
I mean,
that,
talk about,
you know?
Like, a really
you're such
cool.
A good actor.
It was an honor. Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. But mm-hmm. it was like regard, like, it was a huge honor to be a part of that whole thing. And, you know, we didn't win any awards, but, like, we certainly got people interested in what we're doing. And the writer, Yakov Bressler, and Christopher Erlandson, who's going to be on the show this Sunday.
Awesome
to
guy
do another
too.
In between. So we're going to do another live reading where we just read different parts. We have sound effects. It's a fun time. It's fun times. And also it's bringing to life something that's just, you know, words right now. And we're trying to. You know, we're workshopping the in-between on Team Awesome Inc. right now, just kind of putting it out there and seeing how people mm-hmm. respond. People are responding pretty well to it so far.
Cool.
And it's good stuff. So, that's basically what we got up to. And they're talking about expanding Magic with a question mark and maybe doing it as a more, like, because it's, as it stands, it's 15 to 20 minutes long, but it could go on to be easily an hour, a full one act. So,
oh wow!
Yeah,
nice.
they've talked about doing it as a kid show.
Are you
show.
Excited about doing that?
I mean, if they want to keep doing it, I would do it.
Yeah,
that would be fun. That would be a fun thing to do. And if they were able to, you know, make it lucrative,
right? Yeah, no.
If they're
of course.
Able to make it a lucrative situation, it'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm down.
Oh
hell,
yeah,
are you kidding me?
Oh,
I'll be
God.
There tomorrow. Like if it's very lucrative, yes,
absolutely.
But I mean, that's the thing
no
nowadays.
Doubt about
it's,
that.
It's about money now, you know, and that's the thing.
I know you
that's,
can't help it.
As
you
an
gotta
artist,
be.
As an
you
artist, you gotta protect your shit.
You gotta thicken that skin, you know. Being
people
want to
take advantage of you,
saying yeah, it's hard. You gotta be direct.
Hard out here for a pimp. Money for the rent.
Whoa. Sorry. Sounds like a guy that drank all night and he's like walking out of a bar like like he can't
trying to do the song.
Yeah.
But he can't do it.
Yeah.
Yup. That's yelp, how I sing. Fuck you, Sturdy. How dare you?
Yeah, you know, with my writing, like, you know, hiccups, I've been writing a little bit of it and kind of making myself do it, but, like, I just after these changes have been going on, it's just, like, all I want to write about is, you know, is what's going on, but then I'm like, no, but it'd be good to do something fresh.
But we don't know what's going on.
I know, right, so
it sucks.
That's why I want to focus on, like, what's, you know, separate and
literally, you know that song, What's Going On? And
I've been playing, I've been covering that at
I'm
Brandy's.
Like, literally,
I've been
like,
playing that
and
a
I don't
lot.
Mean that,
and,
like...
Just Stay Let's Stay Together. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't mean, like, in a how did this happen, because it makes sense in a weird way when you think
it
about
does.
It.
It does.
And everyone's kind of,
bit.
Like, come to that conclusion where
it
we're like, you know
up,
what?
Like,
what happened, and it kind of makes sense in a fucked up way. Like, yeah. I guess this is how it's going to go now. And The Simpsons predicted this, and they
I
actually
know.
Said that this
yep.
is what would happen if America went insane. I don't know if that's fair enough.
We
but
will be fine. Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we live in New York, so we're in a bubble. We're in our little conservative liberal bubble out here, so it's going to be different for us, especially with state laws.
It's going to be very different for us.
Things have changed completely overnight. Not completely, but they've changed overnight.
They have changed,
and they'll be completed soon. But, God, wow, we're still talking
it's a
about
whirlwind.
It, but not talking
I know.
About it. It's hard not
it's,
to, man.
You
this is
you
how
can't
everyone's...
avoid
have
it,
you noticed
but,
that,
um,
like, okay, so I'm, the way that we're conversing right now, just for the podcast, and, like, just telling people what's going on, giving our thoughts, when you're talking to other people in your life currently right now about anything else other than the thing that we're trying not to talk about, don't you still end up talking about that thing?
Yeah.
Like we're
it's just
all
like
still
the elephant. I mean, that's why it's called elephant
it's
in the room.
Too soon.
You can't help but see it.
It's still too soon.
It's there.
We're all still baffled.
Yeah.
We're still,
yeah.
I mean,
we're
even
still,
now, it's like social
it's,
media.
Yeah.
The internet is so quick to just move on, but we're not over it.
No.
Like, we're so quick to move
they're
on.
They're starting to, but it's not.
Not even
no,
really.
No, it's everywhere.
We're not even moving on. They're still trying to, like, count votes and shit. I'm like, dude, this is impossible.
Oh, yeah, people aren't moving on in that way. Yeah,
in
protests,
that way and in another way, too,
the petition,
is
which
it,
I signed.
Saying not my...
I know, and that's kind
of
what I'm starting to do,
world.
Is like, I might have to, we just have to accept it. And,
I mean,
and
that's, I mean, dude.
It's, we also have to accept the fact that it's okay if we're, like, you know, baffled, and it's okay if we're scared or whatever. We don't know. We're just scared of the unknown.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just uncertainty, and it's... It's not
and
a settling feeling,
of what,
right?
And we're afraid of the unknown. It's
yeah.
unavoidable.
But, you know, aren't we always kind of afraid of the unknown? So
yeah, that's
it's just
that's the thing. That's what we're in right
uncertainty is a big fear for a lot of people, I think.
That
and,
sucks.
I'm just saying, like, that's why I was writing Hiccups, the thing that I was writing before, because it's, like, something that's just, I will not stop writing it because of what's going on. Like, I want to put out stuff that's, you know, not
it's so funny
because
I was
in
like,
the same world
I was
at all.
Thinking about just wanting to move to Canada.
No,
I was
see, like
I was totally thinking about moving to Canada. As
yeah,
soon
well,
as
a
it
lot
happened.
Of people are saying that. I know.
I really did. I really thought about it. Like
yeah,
I know a lot
little,
of people did.
I had a little thought of it too.
I know a lot of people thought
yeah,
about it, but I really was like considering for a while. They're like, I guess I would go to Vancouver, British Columbia, because my sister lives in Seattle and that's in Washington. So I guess that would be. And I'm like trying to figure out my options. And I'm like,
yeah,
why
no,
would I do
I,
that?
I gotta be honest. I
like,
kinda
why
did
would I
too,
do
man.
That? I mean, like, it'd be cool to be in another country.
It would. It would. But
regardless. You know what? I don't want to let this ruin what I'm trying to do. You
no.
know, I've been working.
Yeah,
we've all been working too hard to just give up and let go of
no,
our dreams in this country.
This has happened before.
These
there
are our dreams
I mean,
in our
not
country.
This, but yeah,
we're
but,
allowed
but,
to have dreams in our country. This is like this is our God, you know, God-given right and our rights of our you know of our
yeah,
forefathers.
Just,
and this is what we're allowed to do, and
we've
we should be allowed
so
to pursue
far,
that.
So you got to expect that you're going to have some backtracking, some. Steps back, you know, because we've
or maybe
forward so much.
Maybe a step forward in a weird way.
Yeah, you know,
maybe this,
the mentality of the people.
Who
yeah.
knows, man? This could shake
yeah.
shit up. And
yeah.
Make it, and
oh,
shake
yeah.
shit up in a good way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or it could shake shit
it
up
could.
In a bad way.
Yeah, but
we
I think.
We don't know, and we're still talking about it even though we're not talking about it. What happened other than that? There's other things that have
the
happened.
The Cubs won.
That was before that.
I know.
Anything before that doesn't matter.
Okay,
you
since...
You notice that? You notice how people
oh,
like,
yeah.
They're like,
oh, yeah.
They're like, oh,
post,
that...
Yeah, yeah.
Post I, that, it's,
yeah.
that shit matters. Pre that, it's like, fuck the Cubs winning the World Series. You know who's
right?
the new fucking guy who's going to do stuff? It's this dude.
I know, so from no one cares TV about show. The Cubs anymore. I mean, you know.
Well, they care.
They do, but
Chicago
it's,
does.
But it's just
Chicago's
like.
Chicago's like, fuck yeah, Cubbies. Yeah, yeah. Finally, no, 108 for sure. years. Yeah.
My brother posted which is something pretty big, like, yeah. like we should have all guessed that Cubs winning meant there was something awfully wrong going on. Like,
oh, yeah, dude. As soon as they won the World Series, I knew like, something was up.
Something's up.
Something's
There's
up.
There's a catch to this.
The fucking Cubs won the World Series. Some weird shit's going on, man. There's some curse that was broken that now is going to be deflected somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's...
It's inflamed. The news is inflamed.
Maybe the Cubs winning the World Series is what fucked over the planet.
Yeah, right.
There's
yeah.
like an alternate universe
God
where Cubs
damn it.
Lost the World Series
Just
and
lose
Hillary...
that game.
And Hillary is the
Just
new person
Don't.
Leading... The Cubs lost.
Don't even say
Ed Hillary
that.
Just, oh no, I'm sorry. That I'm sorry. That's, everyone's so sad about that. You know, look,
what?
I was bummed when John Kerry lost, dude. And fucking Bush.
Yeah,
was gonna be
no,
president
I know.
For four
it's just it's different. It's
no
not,
one gave a shit then. I was all like sad. I was like,
it's
I would
false
have liked,
equivalence. Though.
I would have liked John Kerry if over George W. Bush, but I didn't get that.
Yeah, but it's not
and
just
I voted.
About
I
losing.
Went,
it's this
I took
guy
the,
is. Just,
I took the day off to vote for John Kerry.
Yeah,
I took the fucking day off. I missed a day of pay to vote for him, and he lost to that fucking dude who did okay, but not okay. Things weren't that great after him.
Yeah,
but
no.
I'm not gonna talk shit because we're not talking about this. God, we're talking about it, but we're not talking about it. All right.
If you could have any pet other than like the normal domesticated pets, what would you have? Like, if you could.
I feel like this is something
domesticated animal.
I feel like this is something that like we've done in awesome hypotheticals in the past.
Oh, have
like,
we?
No, like because we've been doing this for like 4 years, so it's like
I know, true.
It's
so
like any random
have.
Hypothetical it's question I
whatever.
Hear now, I'm like I've already answered that. Show.
Probably.
Like
yeah,
we do
right.
like five
well, we
of
can,
them a show.
We can do whatever.
No, but that's like a like a classic one. That's a good one. That's like if you could have any other animal. Like wild animal that you could domesticate and make it a domesticated animal to be your pet.
Yeah.
What animal would that be?
Yep.
And, you
other
know.
Other than a cat or a dog.
Other than a cat or a dog. And I'm like, well, I love doggies and
yeah,
I love kitties.
Of course.
But, you know, who wouldn't want a domesticated gorilla or a domesticated.
Oh,
I mean,
gorilla.
Totally domesticated gorilla. I mean, like, he. He washes his fur every day. He sleeps
yep.
in bed.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't understand English, but like he'll like sit down
he's
and
a functional
eat cereal.
Member of the family.
He'll eat cereal and read the paper.
Yeah, he'll eat
he doesn't know how to read.
He doesn't really read.
He
it.
Just
yeah.
pretends to read.
He wants
because
to be
he knows
involved.
That yeah,
he wants to be part of the
he
world.
He knows we feel comfortable when he does that. And
yeah.
and so and you know, he feels comfortable too. He looks at the funnies. He looks at the you know, and you know, no one really reads the paper anymore anyway.
Yeah.
But that's what I would like, a domesticated gorilla, like super domesticated gorilla to the point. Because then that way, if shit went down, you have to deal with my silverback. Like, if you want to break into my house, my silverback will Hulk out on you, dude, and you'll be fucking dead. He'll rip your head off your body. Are you kidding me? He's my guard gorilla. That's my guard gorilla, son.
Oh, that's what you're calling him, silverback?
They're silverback gorillas.
Oh,
they're the most. They're,
the,
they are the.
Oh, I didn't
fucking,
know that that was
the
term.
They're the leaders of the males.
Really?
Of the leaders of the males. They're the leader of the gorilla pride.
Oh.
Whatever they call it.
What's his name?
The gaggle of gorillas. A
gaggle
of gorillas.
Gaggle, no way.
It's a gaggle of gorillas.
That's like geese, right?
Yeah.
For geese. But sometimes
like,
they have
like,
the same word for multiple animals.
I like that for
but
gorillas. A gaggle of gorillas.
I'm fine with it.
Thank
but,
you.
But what would you name this baby boy
oh.
or girl?
Oh, it'd be a boy. And
okay.
He'd wear a vest and like a
he'd
tie.
Wear a vest.
He'd have like those bifocals.
yeah.
He'd look like kind of like Beast from X-Men, you know, how he was like sophisticated
yes.
but like a furry dude. He'd look
oh,
like
I
that.
See. Yep,
so
yeah, but
like,
he had a suit. Yes.
He's sophisticated, you know?
Okay.
Doesn't know how to speak a word.
Yeah, he just
he knows how to sign language. He understands words cuz he's domesticated. So,
cool.
you know. But like he's
I would love him,
cause,
man.
Cuz they're that intelligent,
oh,
they
and
can
he
do
could
that.
Protect you and he'd be so strong.
Dude, I would just ride
oh
I'd literally I would just climb on his back and he'd carry me
yeah.
around everywhere. And
yeah.
he could climb around and he could fucking jump around.
And you just feed him.
Yeah, that's it, man. I just got to make sure he's fed, he's
you
happy.
You feed him really well. He loves his food.
Take him to the zoo, let him bang female gorillas.
in
yeah,
because
I'd be like, all right, look,
he goes
Luther.
Seduces him.
I'd call him Luther. All right, look, Luther.
Luther.
That's
okay.
what I call him. I don't
oh,
know
cool.
why.
Oh,
I don't.
Cool.
I have
okay.
no idea why I'm calling
okay.
this gorilla Luther, this hypothetical gorilla.
But I'd be like, all right, Luther, you go take your bifocals off. You take a little sweater vest off. You take your human clothes off and you go sneak into that gorilla enclosure and you go bang that female gorilla.
Get your yaws out. Out, baby boy.
Have a good time. And then you fucking get the hell out of there. You put your clothes back on and we're going home.
You hear like.
And he would be like, he would be two steps ahead of him. Luther would be all over that bitch.
Yep.
Sorry, that female gorilla. Oh, that. See, I don't mean to sound sexist. I'm worried now. Because of that thing that happened recently that we're not supposed to talk about and how women are now like, oh, so a woman can never do this now.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I'm going to write a song about it.
Sorry.
Do you know what my pet?
What would your pet be that you would domesticate if you could domesticate any wild animal?
I'd have a room in the house that has a jacuzzi and a pool and then a separate little pool only for Baxter, my dolphin.
Baxter the dolphin.
Yep.
I like the names that we've chosen for animals.
He'd be there, and he'd love being there because I would take care of him really
Luther
well.
And Baxter.
He'd have this area where he could be in, just a small area, like when I'm in there, and then he'd have a whole other area, like a whole big area to swim around. And to go, like he could tunnel there, and then he'd know that I'm in this room, and then he would like swim through this whole. Yeah, this would be an amazing house, like a Hugh Hefner house.
Dolphin.
Not a Hugh Hefner.
That's
but
cool. So
his houses are like that with pools. They're all messed like. Cool tunnels and shit.
So instead of it being like a hamster, like in those like hamster tubes, it'd be like big dolphin tubes.
Oh,
like that all over your house. Oh,
and he could go around, and then I would be like in the kitchen.
So like
and then
that
Sequest
TV show.
He could come by and look, watch me while I cooked. Yeah.
You ever see Sequest? Oh my god. Oh my god. There was this show in the 90s called Sequest where like there was this dolphin that could communicate with the crew. It was
really?
It was like Star Trek underwater, basically.
Oh, cool.
And it was called Sequest. The kid from. Neverending Story 2 and 3 was in it, and Ladybugs, the kid from Ladybugs, the blonde-haired kid,
what happened?
He just, you know, IMDb him, Wikipedia him. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay,
The
dolphin.
They had this dolphin, and they had like this tube system that it could just like swim throughout the ship, and there was a bunch of other dolphins.
That's what I want.
They were like the communications advisors or whatever with the other, because they could talk to. Their dolphins are super intelligent, so like the humans would talk to the dolphins, and the dolphins would relay the message to the other sea life. So Sequest was actually a pretty badass show. If you ever get a chance, millennials, you should go YouTube that. Or Netflix. I think you could Netflix it, but anyway.
Baxter... I love dolphins. Echo the Game.
Oh
on
my
Sega.
God! Echo the Dolphin. Yes.
Yeah,
on Sega.
I used to love
Sega.
That game.
Yeah, Echo the Dolphin was a great game. But yeah, Baxter, that's cool. Now let's take a mythological being. Let's take a I mean, Sasquatch is so easy. Loch Ness Monster is so easy.
Pegasus.
I'm going with the Jersey fucking Devil. That's Ooh. And I'm not saying I'm picking sides here with the good versus evil shit, man. I'm just saying if I got to pick a mythological being, I'm picking the Jersey Devil.
Describe the Jersey Devil.
I don't know much about him.
Oh.
I know he's mysterious.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's a devil. I know that there's a hockey team that they based around him, the Jersey Devils.
Yeah. Such a good
name. I think the mythos is that he'll come out and he'll yell at people or he'll bite people.
Really?
I don't know what he does. I don't know if he possesses people. You know what? I don't want a devil I don't want to team up with a devil anymore. Jersey Devil, I'm
okay,
thank you.
Okay, well, what's your other choice?
I take it back. I feel weird with the devil choice. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do a griffin or a pegasus. I don't want to do Sasquatch.
Oh, that's what it is, a griffin.
Fuck. Is that the one you want?
No.
God damn it. No. Fuck the Jersey Devil. Mythological being?
Have I talked about wanting to be like a werewolf that like
kills
bad people?
Yeah, but yeah, we talked about that in other hypotheticals, but as far as animals go that we want to like domesticate
right.
Mythical animals.
Oh yeah, mythical animals, right, right.
You know what?
Unicorns
have wings, right?
Fuck.
Do unicorns have wings? If a unicorn has wings, like remember the Columbia pictures?
Some of them do.
Like remember the
Yes. Yeah, that's like a unicorn with wings.
Yes. I have to stop right there because of copyright.
Oh,
but
that's true.
That old TriStar Pictures logo with the doll, it was a Pegasus. But I think
it
was
looks
it unicorn?
Like a unicorn.
If
Pegasus
a unicorn has wings,
thing.
That's what I want to tame.
God, that would be amazing. Because I just fly my horse. You could fly it around.
Horse. Anywhere you land, you already got your wheels. You got your
horse.
Oh,
my God. I would love it to death.
Your horse
would just
be able to pick it up. Instead of like your horse swimming through the river, you just fly over the river. And it could walk. If it gets tired of walking, it could fly. If it gets tired of both, you could feed it some apples.
Yeah.
Golden apples, though, because it's a unicorn. But, yeah, that's my mythological beast that I would like. What would be yours? And you could pick. There's nothing wrong with picking Sasquatch or picking any of the traditional ones.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, the first thing I thought of was like a scary creature, like a werewolf. That if he were tamed and
yeah, that's
I
a mythological
and
being.
And he would
man.
Just be the strongest. Like, let's say he's good, and we coexist. You know, we're good. We're symbiotic.
A werewolf. Symbiotic. So wait, it's a dude that's your friend that turns into a werewolf that you domesticate.
Oh, that's weird.
That's what a werewolf is. I mean, if you go by classic definition.
Oh, yeah, loopholes. I guess so.
I guess
we've
got to figure out a loophole. Wait, you want a werewolf that is not that was not a man?
I guess like a constant
werewolf?
Like a,
who was born a werewolf?
Yeah, born
its
werewolf.
Its mom and dad were werewolves.
But like it's as smart as a human.
Okay,
like
fair
it
enough.
Can't talk, but you.
That's a mythological
but
beast.
But it is as
it
smart.
Counts.
Like that's the way I see it.
I like that.
Like it's always human in its mind. So that's why it knows not to kill you because it's a friend. It just has this power. It's like really powerful, and it would defend you. Like it's like a really powerful dog and a very scary dog. That's really nice.
Yeah.
To people, anyone, children, anybody. He
you
just
want
knows,
a werewolf?
He's like a human.
You just want a werewolf.
I wouldn't want to be a girl though, actually.
So you could bang it.
No, I just
don't lie. You want to bang your werewolf girl, don't you?
Oh, that's fucked.
I know, but that's what you want. Because you're
weirdy.
Oh,
yeah.
I
want to bang an animal.
Yeah, you do. No, it's not an animal. It's half human. It's a girl. It's a half female.
It's a
half human
brain.
Hey, is it bestiality if it's a half human? And that's a question we'll answer on the next episode of Team Awesome.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, guys. We'll figure that all out. But, so just to recap on that random awesome hypothetical from Stoddard Blackall, if you could domesticate any wild animal other than the ones that are already domesticated, what would you domesticate? Why? I said like a silverback gorilla that I would like teach to be like sophisticated, but it like, I reward it with like conjugal visits at the zoo with female gorillas, and I'd give him like all, he'd take me around town. He'd be my best friend. He'd be my bodyguard.
Yeah.
Anyone who fucked with me would have to deal with my silverback gorilla for real. And then
and
Stoddard,
his name again.
His name was Luther.
Yes.
Luther the gorilla with his vest.
Yes.
And tie, maybe bow tie sometimes. Yeah. He'd have bifocals. And he'd be like almost like Beast from X-Men. That's my guy. All right. So for you, who's your animal?
Dolphin. Baxter the dolphin.
Baxter the dolphin. And you'd have a series of C-Lab and C-Quest-esque tubes throughout your home.
Not a lot of tubes because I don't want to. What if you got stuck? Like, they can't breathe underwater.
No, he wouldn't get stuck. They'd be fail-proof.
It would be
foolproof and fail-proof.
It would be safe. Okay.
You'll be fine. Okay, so then we got that. and then for our mythological beings, I chose the unicorn, but with wings. A unicorn with wings.
Yep. And I chose the domesticated werewolf female.
Female domesticated werewolf. That
just because I've had a lot of female dogs.
Nothing weird about
the
that.
The testosterone gets weird with
adding
like male dogs.
Nothing
they
weird.
Like fuck everything.
Mentioning
I don't want my
that it's a female.
To fuck anything.
It's not weird that you said it's a female at all.
Yeah.
It's
I don't
totally
want it to fuck
fine.
Anything.
No, you don't want to bang it.
I don't want it to want to fuck because the boy ones they go crazy.
Yeah, but she's gonna go through heat and she's gonna want you. And I think you like.
Gross.
You're gonna have to get her spayed.
She is a female brain. Woman brain.
Well, then it's like slavery almost. Then you're half enslaving your werewolf.
No.
Because it's half human.
Well, it's
you're half.
Okay, then
slaver.
I wouldn't call it a pet. Then we coexist. We're not. There's no one's more important than
this
the
sounds
other. Okay?
This sounds confusing.
No, but it's a friend. It's just like a roommate.
I don't know, man. I'm worried. But that's going to do it for that round.
Okay.
Other than that, I think we've done an excellent job avoiding the issues at hand while simultaneously actually making some ground with the issues at hand.
I know.
In a roundabout
way.
By not
kind
talking
of
about
a
it.
A fun exercise.
Yeah,
almost,
it's by not talking about it, we are talking about it. And it, we're
sort of
realizing
are.
That things are going on the way they go.
Like if you highlight a page and you just highlight every word except for like a few, you're gonna notice the ones that aren't highlighted.
Exactly.
We surrounded it.
Bada boom, bada bing. It's a beautiful thing. Fuck it, whatever. You
Let's
know what I mean.
Sing.
That's right. That's going to do it for this semi-live version of Team Awesome Inc. at Stoddard Black Hall's apartment. Thank you again for letting us film some reaction videos here. Thanks for conversing and, you know, covering ground. And, you know, in a way, this was a therapeutic thing.
It's cathartic. Yeah,
yeah, it's, the word it's nice thinking. To sort of get these things out there. And it's nice to not feel alone and to know that this is how other people are feeling, too. So, okay. So, you know,
exactly.
it's good to know that you're not alone in this weirdness.
Right.
Because we're all in the weirdness together.
No, that's the positive.
The whole country's
that's one
in a
positive
weird place together.
Is that we're in it together.
That's right. So
it makes it more real in one hand, but it's like we're in it together.
Exactly. So check out Stoddard Blackall at stoddardblackall.com. Follow his tweets at Stoddy Blackall.
Yes.
And his podcast, The Stoddcast, you can check it out on iTunes. Type in The Stoddcast. You can also check out our podcast, the one you're listening to right now, on iTunes. Just type in Team Awesome Inc. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And, of course, download, subscribe for free on Podomatic, on Podbay, on iTunes. Check out our Twitter. Do all the things that I said before. And check out Stoddard's links in the description below.
And then at The Stoddcast as well is another
Yes, for his podcast tweets as well. Yeah, we've got enough social media, Stoddy. I don't know why you feel the need to just throw more.
Oh,
just I mean, if you go to StoddardBlackall.com, you can just get to everything. And if you go to TeamAwesomeShows.com, you can just get to everything for us.
I just
us.
Wanted to mention it.
I mean, for Stoddard Blackall,
I use it
for,
too.
I mean, you know, for StoddardBlackall.com, you can get to everything. And for TeamAwesomeShows.com, excuse me, for TeamAwesomeShows.com, you can get to everything for us.
Perfect. All right. Great.
So again,
so now we know.
Just in case, StoddardBlackall.com, TeamAwesomeShows.com.
Cool.
Ever started.
Yes.
No, we're not going to beatbox again.
Oh, no,
but
no,
I
no.
am going to put that on this
yes,
one.
Yes, do.
Of course. And
that's
we're gonna
my
end,
favorite sentence.
I'm going to begin.
Do.
I'm going to end it with that, too, with the rap. We're going to end it. The rap will come on.
Perfect. Do that.
It's
yes.
happening now.
All right, bring it on.
It's happening.
Play it, Mike.
Thanks for listening.
Where we go now is that we see a show, and think about it, talk about it, see where we go. No one knows. No one know. No one know. Let's watch the show.
Oh, I got lightheaded. Beatboxing.